you know that if is the middle word in life. If you can keep your head when all about you losing theirs is blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you. I mean, I'm no, I can't. I'm a little man.
Rudy's Revelation.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. It is March 28th, 2024. Top stories for today, this Thursday. Former senator and vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman dead after a fall 4 days after disparaging Chuck Schumer, who is the Senate majority leader, a Democrat. Also, starvation and deprivation are the favorite predation of the elite. The third world is deteriorating as expected, particularly after COVID and the lockdowns. And I'm going to talk about the P. Diddy spectacle and why this is happening now and in an election year. So let's tear into the headlines. Oh my gosh. So this is from the Western Journal. Just in, former U.S. Senator and VP candidate Joe Biden dead, attributed his death to injuries he experienced from a fall. not surprising at all because, well, many people die suddenly after disparaging folks. Hold on. After disparaging folks, let me just get into something here. Lagging a little bit. I got another app open. I got to close here because I didn't realize it was taking up too much RAM. All right, getting back to the headlines. Excuse me. New York Post is also reporting former Senator Joe Lieberman, historic running mate to Al Gore in 2000, dead at 82 after a fall. Now, it is historic running mate because he was the first Jewish vice presidential candidate. Moving on the headlines, though, and this is even more important, the New York Post is reporting, and this is only from last week, Joe Lieberman slams Chuck Schumer for anti-Netanyahu speech. Can't ever remember anything like it, referring to Jewish members of the legislature, the U.S. legislature, that disparaged the state of Israel. It's very strange, and it's also very strange that Joe Lieberman is dead 4 days after saying these things about Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Moving on in the headlines, though, BBC, Sean Diddy Combs, what we know about the accusations against him. Now, this is a major distraction in the news media that you have to understand that we don't know why this is occurring. On the surface, the plausible deniability is it's one of his former employees spilling the beans on Sean Combs, and that, you know, that might very well be the case, but somebody might have put him up to it. Now, either he had the goods on somebody who was pretty big in the food chain, or, and this is my speculation here, is that P. Diddy, Sean Combs, or Puff Daddy, whatever you call him, was going to come out politically for another candidate besides Joe Biden. Now, if you didn't know anything about Sean Combs, he's been very politically involved. He had that vote or die t-shirt back when Barack Obama, he supported Barack Obama, he supported Hillary Clinton, he supported Joe Biden. Now, why would somebody who's so influential be subject to these legal attacks when we know that the elites, the Democratic elite, control California and control a lot of the machinery that would be involved in going after somebody like this? So why is this happening? My speculation is that he was going to come out in support of RFK Jr. I think it would be unlikely that it would come out in support of Trump, knowing the guy's background and knowing how things work, but he could very well come out in support of RFK Jr. That's just speculation on my part. I don't see where this is going otherwise, because they are really tearing into him. And it's not just a kind of a cursory investigation like was done in regards to Harvey Weinstein of the Me Too movement, that didn't even scratch the surface in what Hollywood was doing and what particularly in show business, what Harvey Weinstein was even up to. Although a lot of people fell in his wake of the Me Too movement, the likelihood of that this is just because of a disgruntled employee, I find very, very unlikely. Moving on in the headlines, though, we're going to go into the bridge disaster in Baltimore, and then people are digging up all these very, very strange connections to other things. Now, this artwork from Dali is called The Bridge, The Destruction, The Fallen Bridge in the Dream. And this is a piece of artwork. You can't see it if you're listening, by Salvador Dali. But the thing is that the ship that crashed into the Baltimore Bridge was called Dali, and it was left in similar condition as the bridge you see in The Fallen Bridge in the Dream. I think that's what it was called. Washington Post is reporting why investigators are looking into dirty fuel in the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Again, these are all red herrings. And as you see from AP, also, cargo ship had engine maintenance before it collided with the Baltimore Bridge. So this could be even more sabotage. Most people are pointing to the fact that it looks like the ship was steered directly at the most significant pylon in the bridge structure, and that when it seemed to be veering away, it steered back towards this pylon. And as I pointed out yesterday, in an additional pylon, when the bridge was collapsing, you saw molten metal, a flash, and then molten metal, and then an explosion, which, if you looked at it at scale, was an explosion was the size of a small skyscraper compared to how big the cars were. So it was a very major explosion, and they're attributing that to the snapping of electrical cables. That's very unlikely that was indeed the case, because electrical cable will snap. There's no longer current going through it, and what you would see was a bright white flash and not sparks or what seemed like molten metal falling into the bay. Market Insider is reporting we're entering the age of AI BS. And when I first read this story, it included text that is no longer there. It talked about how people were being silly, talking about AI displacing jobs, among other things. But I did pick out a quote here from, it's just not super clear what the present capabilities of the technology even truly are. That's not true, let alone what they might be in the future. So making bold, concrete claims about the way it's going to affect society seems presumptuous. It isn't. The technology is made to displace human thinking and human creativity, which it is displacing jobs and doing both. Fort Worth Star-Telegram, cameras placed all over our recording driver's license plates. Who's watching and should we be worried? Of course, there are many, many license plate cameras all over the place. And again, this is automated. It's basically robotic policing, and we're going to get into that in just a second. I hope I grouped all these together. I don't think I did. In November, an Ohio man named Michael Smith, who claimed he was wrongfully detained after his license plate was put on a hot list. In August 2020, an Aurora, Colorado woman and her six-year-old daughter were detained with three other minors after their license plate reader mistook the plate of her SUV for that of a stolen motor vehicle. In October 2022, a police officer in Kelch, Kansas, was arrested after using Wichita Police Department's Flock safety license plate reader database to stalk his estranged wife. It can be a really useful technology to the police, but it also can realize the information from a machine and not from a person. The machine can make mistakes. That's the point. I didn't group these technology stories together, so forgive me. Washington Post, Puerto Rico declares an epidemic after a day cases spike. What you need to know. This is what I said yesterday as when they reported dengue fever cases, and now it's an epidemic, which is going to become a pandemic and spread into the southern United States just in time for the election. As threats in space mount, U.S. lags in protecting key services. GPS has become essential for modern life, but its satellites and signals are vulnerable to attack. China is years ahead in developing alternatives. This is what I'm talking about, too, is what happened in Leave the World Behind is happening in real time. You're getting hack attacks on ships and on navigational equipment and other navigational technology, talking about the threats in space with killer satellites and protecting GPS. And this might very well be related to the hacking, I believe, hacking attack to the Dali cargo ship that crashed in the bridge, which I think was intentional. And the whole bridge was made to collapse for a variety of reasons, strategic in my opinion. And sabotage, perhaps, and if you pair it together with the other strange sabotage, which seems like sabotage incidents, that might very well be the case. The Guardian is reporting Massachusetts robotic dog shot and credited with averting bloodshed. Controlled remotely by state troopers, this robotic dog first checked the two main floors before finding someone in the basement. The person, armed with a rifle, twice knocked over the robotic dog before shooting it three times and disabling its communication. So you need firearms to fight the robots. Barron's Haiti situation, cataclysmic. UN is saying, like I said, I think they're forcing many of these islands, Haiti and probably Cuba next, into a cataclysmic situation of chaos, into trying to figure out how to manage the civilizational collapse, which is coming. Just from this Barron's article, the situation in chaos-racked Haiti is cataclysmic. 1,500 people killed by gang violence so far this year. United Nations is reporting corruption, impunity, and poor governance, compounded by increasing levels of gang violence, eroded the rule of law, and brought state institutions close to collapse, which is happening here. Then they're going to bring in economic managers to manage the situation. How that all unfolds is going to be indicative on how the New World Order plans to, after the civilizational collapse, how they're going to bring back the world population from the brink of chaos or anarchy. And I just want to go into the story one more time, is that the fact is they demanded Prime Minister Ariel Henry to resign. The Prime Minister was appointed as a economic manager. He wasn't elected. So he was an unelected prime minister. But as we could see, the deprivation is the favorite power of the elite. Always is more than any other thing. They like to deprive people of food and whatnot. And so that happens continuously around the world with countries and third world countries and stuff, that even what's happening in Gaza. And the BBC is reporting Gaza starvation could amount to a war crime. Human rights chief tells BBC, of course, the Jews and the Israelis are not immune. And they always say, be careful of the persecuted because they become the persecutors. And as the Jews are no different than the Nazi regime in Germany, they put the unwanted people in ghettos. They wall them off. That has been done. They may be committing genocide as we speak. But as the Nazis did with the Warsaw and other ghettos, and in the concentration camps, they starve the people they don't like. Moving on to more army technology, more robotic technology. Defense One, Army mulls introducing robotic platoon into armored brigades. The platoons will be able to use a variety of drones and swap out components as needed for missions. Don't really need to get much into this to understand is that the robotics were not just built for displacing humans in civil employment, but also in military as well. U.S. News and World Report reports, amid blackouts and scarce food, Cuba protests rattle cradle of the revolution. Basically, what happened here is in Santiago, there were protests against the communist regime, which, not surprising, but the communists always run out of things and they have to ration, so they're rationing food and electricity. And some of the people there in Santiago said the mosquitoes, the heat, sometimes there's no water, people are losing their minds, and this leads to other problems like violence. And then the elites use the violence for their own purposes, as we saw in the 2020 riots here in the United States after George Floyd. Several hundred protesters gathered outside on March 17th in Santiago's Carreta de Moro Park, chanting power and food. According to first-hand accounts from local residents, social media videos showed a smaller group shouting freedom as local Communist Party leader Beatriz Johnson prepared to speak with a crowd from a rooftop. Also from the New York Times, stabbing attack in Illinois leaves 4 dead and 7 injured. You can't call this a mass shooting. I guess it's a mass stabbing. As you'll see, people that want to commit mass violence will not have problems committing mass violence, whether it's shooting or stabbing. The motive for the killings in the residential neighborhood is in Rockford, Illinois, was not immediately clear, authorities said, and the suspect is in custody. Of course not. Just like with the mass shootings, a mentally ill person is communicating with somebody online and they're told to go out and carry this act by a handler, and nobody really knows who these handlers may be. Like I said, it's plausible deniability there. House Democrats ditch Bidenomics messaging. This is a report from Axios on December 3rd, 2023. And now on March 27th, 2024, was it the same? Alex Thompson in both of these articles. But now they're saying Biden Democrats mostly ditch Biden economics. They use it slightly. And here's a graph showing that in June of last year, they used it 29 times. And now in March, they only used it once. And back in November of last year, they used it 4 times. In December, 4 times. January, twice. February, they didn't use it at all. And now in March, they only used it once. And again, from the Washington Post, Hunter Biden lawyers gave no evidence tax charges are political. Of course they're not. Their tax charges is not a big deal, but the point is he is the president's son. He's not held to legal account or criminal account for his criminal misdeeds. And so they always say that no one is above the law except the president's son, apparently. So that's it for me today. Thanks for joining me, Rudy's Revelation. Don't forget to engage the channel, like, subscribe, leave a comment, share the podcast. Also, you are under attack psychologically, biologically, too. I think this Baltimore bridge thing is a bit of a psyop wrapped in sabotage, a cyber attack. But there are many more going on. It's a riddle wrapped within a riddle. So join me tomorrow. And respect. Don't forget. I should say, don't forget. Stay hip to the trick. See ya.
Rudy's Revelation.
This is a conspiracy. Don't you know that it's a conspiracy?
You can't handle the truth.
world order.